Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
If the Bills make an AFC playoff field that lacks Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson, and then they lose one and done to the Jaguars. But on the scale of NFL owners being embarrassed, losing to the Jaguars is kind of up there. I could see there's going to be a big sit down. There's going to be a conversation. How did this all go wrong? It's, things could precipitate and trickle down such that eventually it leads to, you know, that mutual parting of ways. Simply because like the Bills have been a little bit unfairly set up for very high expectations in this particular AFC playoff, despite the fact that this Bills team, outside of Josh, not as good as maybe you'd like for the Bills to be. I could see an embarrassing one and done loss in Jacksonville leading to, you know, domino effects that gets McDermott out of there.
Ben Solak. Sure, take us right back to what if they lose. I mean, that's what we've been doing. 803-0550 for your calls. Just thinking about what I'm going to do tonight. Sabres are on, right?
Yep.
That's televised?
I believe.
Is that a channel I get?
MSG, yeah.
All right. There's that option?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Although, I think Tampa and Colorado are also playing tonight.
Yes, I just was looking at that. Colorado has three regulation losses, but one of them was on Sunday in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good for half a season.
Yeah.
So you've got that. Of course, the Boomer Opto.
The
stream
the,
what, ship chasing tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Well, putting the playoff lineups together.
I get that on my iPad.
Yeah, you watch. You have so it on the iPad.
I will have that on my iPad with the volume up, and then I'll watch the Sabres game. Sorry, Dan and Rob. Muted.
So you can hear Pat and Pete.
Yeah.
And Sacrilegious.
Dricko. I love Pat and Pete.
I love Pat and Pete. So that's tonight at 8, ship chasing. There's one more thing I wanted to do. With the end of the fantasy season is here.
Mm-hmm.
The playoff challenge is the point of the ship chasing shows and my ADP chasing show from this morning. And so that's really what I'll be doing while I'm watching whatever it is I'm watching, putting lineups together for the playoff tournaments. But one thing I want to do before the regular season gets too far away, you know what Nick's play is?
Is this the quarterback Bo Nix?
No.
Is this the New York Knickerbockers?
This is a great gift idea. The Nix play.
I don't know what the Nix play is.
So it's a brand. It's a device where you get a picture frame, and somebody will have loaded pictures into it, and they just cycle, in a frame electronically.
Sure.
In your house.
My TV does this now.
Does it with pictures of yours?
With my photo library.
So it's like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, people coming over for Thanksgiving, I just sort of dressed mine up. Lots of pictures of kids and dogs and birds and family trips and these things. But what I'm going to do now, because my wife won't be home until like 11 tonight,
I would like
is to replace them all with pictures of my lineups that won.
You should do that for Thanksgiving. Just like have at least one. Like, Michael, what is that? Oh, that's my...
I did a little bit of
best ball mania three team.
Yeah. I threw in about...
How'd I do that? Did it sound like I knew what I was talking about?
A little bit.
All right.
This was best ball mania six, but yes. If only I'd won it. I had about 50 pictures. Six of them were meant to amuse. One is me and Vanessa Williams at the Thanksgiving table.
Yeah.
One is a picture. Anytime it's a running joke with a couple of friends, anytime I get gas and there's a sign on the gas pump that says... prepay before pumping.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I take a picture of that. Okay. So I've got a file of those in my phone.
Yeah.
Prepay before pumping.
I'm not sure I understand.
You don't need pre.
Yeah, right. No, I know.
So I've got a few of those running through. And just, you know, it's time to have some more fun with it. I didn't get the laughs that I wanted during the holiday season.
It's always next year. Or like Mother's Day or something, maybe.
Yeah, like revert.
Yeah.
At some point, I'll eliminate all the lineups.
Start collecting uncomplimentary pictures of your wife and then Mother's Day with take pictures of her sleeping.
Can you imagine doing that?
No.
There's no worse idea than that.
No, that is the worst idea I've ever said on the radio.
Yeah. You just.
I liked Ralph Krueger as an idea. That was worse than this.
Yeah. No, I don't think it was.
Okay. Sorry.
Patrick is next. Hello.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I just wanted to get in the conversation about if we go one and done in the playoffs, everyone's been talking about McDermott. But I'm just wondering why the conversation isn't more on Bean. You know, the defense isn't giving McDermott a ton of tools, but he's still making it work, especially with a lot of second half adjustments, very creative stuff, you know, to stop some good teams throughout the course of the year. And then the wide receiver room is very tepid. We're not giving Josh a lot to work with. I don't know what McDermott can do about that. It seems like there should be a little bit more focus on Bean, in my opinion.
I think that there is more. Well, I don't know if there's more than on McDermott. I mean, he's the coach, and, you know, Bean does not have a 13 seconds really on his resume. But the wide receiver room this year might be his version of that. And the way he handled it in the spring after the draft with our morning show, and the failure to land a Jacoby Myers or the bigger fish that he, I believe, was hunting, Brian Thomas Jr. even, or Jalen Waddle, which was specifically reported. I'd heard some stuff about Brian Thomas Jr. myself. I think there's more heat on Bean now, and he, I think, did it largely to himself. I think if he doesn't draw the attention to himself that he did by doing, you know, handling himself the way he did after the draft, I don't know that there would be as much of an appetite for it. But I have noticed going back to, I don't know when it was, but very early, not very early, like maybe 6-8 weeks into the season. Is that very early? I don't think so.
No.
McDermott, like, sort of, stopping the first wire that tripped for me was someone posing a question to McDermott saying that we know how you love to run the ball or you want to run the ball. And he objected before he even answered the question. Like, I don't think I've ever said that. Like, I want to be able to do both things. I don't remember exactly the phrasing he used, but it's the kind of phrasing that football coaches and he uses all the time. I don't think it was complimentary football, but just, you know, I don't love to run the ball. I love to win, basically. And that was the first piece. And from there, and we even had yesterday again, him volunteering praise for Jacoby Myers, a player who was traded at the trade deadline. That was not prompted. He just did it. Do you think this team can win the Super Bowl? Brandon Bean, yes, I do. Sean McDermott, I love these guys. There's been little stuff all year that McDermott, to me, could be. I mean, like, I love a good conspiracy, right? So I'm a sucker for that stuff. But I feel like McDermott has been planting, like leaving a trail of breadcrumbs that I wouldn't be surprised if when they get together, whenever this season ends, obviously it ends in the Super Bowl, I think this is all off the table. Maybe not. I think there's friction there. And I think McDermott is the way he's dropping these little nuggets, I think, is the evidence. So it's not a smoking gun. I mean, he hasn't, you know, blasted anyone, but he's usually really buttoned up. I think he knows what he's saying and the way that it's going to be interpreted. And I think he's let it be known to the media, to the fans, that he wanted more at receiver, and he didn't get it.
Joe is next. Hi, Joe.
Yeah, just on the McDermott topic, I mean, that was an interesting view you just brought up about maybe McDermott, you know, I don't want to say wanting to leave, but dropping those breadcrumbs. But, I mean, for the fan base and everybody to say, get rid of McDermott, I mean, I have a problem with that. You know, we all make mistakes, 13 seconds. We all make mistakes. It's in our jobs. You don't get fired. You know, we're not in a multimillion-dollar business neither. But, I don't know, it just – I mean, there's a lot of teams that would love, weak argument, that would love to have McDermott and love to have been in the playoffs the past 7 years. I'm a diehard Bills fan, and I went to the Chiefs game last year. And, you know, I think it's awesome. And I don't think McDermott's on the hot seat at all.
Okay.
I don't either think he's on the hot seat. I think he's going to be talked about as being on the hot seat. And, you know, there's a scenario where I think that could happen. I just don't think it's very likely. Like, there'd have to be another 13 seconds, I think, could really be problematic if it happened. But I don't think it'll happen. I think he's better at all the stuff that you need to be better at to prevent that from happening. So
you also don't get to keep your job forever. And we just had John Harbaugh fired in the last half an hour. One of three coaches in Ravens history. Make this point about the Steelers a lot. It's not in Steelers history, but it's since the merger. They've had three coaches, Noel, Cowher, and Tomlin. Insane. The Ravens aren't near that old. But they've only had three. Harbaugh, Brian Billick before Harbaugh, and their original coach?
Ted Marchibroda,
that's right. For 3 years maybe, beginning of the Ravens. Testaverde, Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Early Ravens.
Yeah,
so.
Tough business. I mean, that kick goes through. He's not getting fired.
Not yet.
But it might have happened anyway. Like, the thing is, like, the reason I don't think McDermott's in any trouble, almost, you know, again, there's a scenario. I don't need to paint it. Is there isn't that friction. Like, the Harbaugh did not get fired because they missed a field goal. I mean, he got fired today because they missed a field goal. He might have gotten fired after the wild card game if they lost. Not because they missed a field goal, because there's a problem with the quarterback and the organization. And I don't know if today means that was Harbaugh's problem, like he was the problem for Jackson, but there was friction there. There's this bombshell story before the holidays about sleeping through meetings and don't practice in the morning because he doesn't like mornings and he stays up late playing video games. It was a hit piece. And surely some of the information that the writer used was gathered from people inside the building. So if I'm Lamar.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Jackson, I might be wondering, does this guy have it in for me? He might deserve it. I mean, if all that stuff is true, I'd want to be critical of Lamar Jackson too. But it sounds like he won the gunfight if there was a gunfight.
It's kind of sad. I mean, I loved the story of Jackson getting to start when he did with Flacco there, and then his explosion as a star in 2019, MVP winner unanimously. And I always liked Harbaugh's place in that story, that he was willing to try it revamp and sort of cultivate that. But relationships change, and maybe that is what happened there. Talked about Baltimore yesterday. Just, I can't think of a team that would be more irate by how their season played out than the Ravens. I mean, the Steelers weren't ever even good, and the Bengals were a disaster, and you still didn't get there. Kind of incredible that that happened. So they do find ways in a lot of big games to not win. Like, there's just this game too. The Bills game in week one, the playoff game, both.
Yeah. Your buddy, I don't know what, I don't know if he's my buddy, Ian Harditz, I like him. I enjoy when he's on our show. Just posted four screen grabs, how John Harbaugh's last four seasons ended. And picture one is the kicker with his hands on his knees and his head down. He missed the kick against Pittsburgh. Picture two is Andrews falling in the end zone and the ball lying there on the ground. Here. Picture three, right, is Zay Flowers diving for the end zone against the Chiefs and right Humbling at the goal at the line, one. The ball. Mm-hmm. And then the year before that was Tyler Huntley, but they're going in for a go-ahead score at the goal, like a tush push, basically, fumble and back the other way for the Bengals.
100 yards.
Yeah.
That's right. That's what I meant.
Tough racket, right? I mean, what did he do that caused any of that? Maybe he didn't get close enough for the field goal.
Well, that's right, though. That's fair.
Yeah.
On a show where we're kind of trying to pick at the details of some of these big Bills losses and what actually, how do you want to account for them? That's there with the Ravens. And they've had playoff games they lost by more than a fumble at the one, too. Like, they've had their share. Well, new era on the way.
Right, they laid down and died against the Chargers that first year with Lamar.
Jackson just had such a bad game.
Yeah.
And they tied it, and then he fumbled again, I think, is what happened there. All right, timeout. The Sabres are playing Vancouver tonight downtown. We'll get to pregame at 6 here on WGR.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.